This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Age of Radio.
Welcome back to the Cheers to Comics podcast. I'm Brian Lane, and this is episode 385. The 385th episode of the Cheers to Comics podcast will be a pull list priorities. I'll be going over the books of the future. You know, the more specifically, the FOCs, the final order cutoffs due on the 26th of June, 2022. And I'm just calling it the 26th, making it easy from here on out. I'm not going to leave any ambiguity as far as, you know, like, oh, Diamonds is Monday, so technically the FOC is Monday, but yeah, Lunars is Sunday. And when you put in your books at different times, it's difficult. It's difficult. So, yes, let's just call it Sunday the 26th, huh? And, yeah, there we go. I'm excited. There's some good stuff this week, people. But before we get into this, I gotta tell you about the thing that kept me away from the mic a little bit, in case you're a new listener and unaware, and that's gonna be shopcheerstocomics.com. The podcast has branched out, turned itself into a little retailer poo. Not a poo retailer. Don't get it twisted. There's a difference. There's a severe difference. Like, it's like the total opposite of a poo retailer. I didn't think that one through. I'm sorry. Yeah, man. Shopcheerstocomics.com. You want a new place to get comics? Do it. I just put in my first Penguin order last week, people. That's exciting, eh? That's exciting. Should have happened like 2 weeks ago. I should really be getting my first Penguin order in the mail this week, but or next week, maybe. But it's just, the way my bank accounts work out, like, I got my, I don't know what it was. For some reason, I just couldn't place the order online, and I had to call, and I always was 5 minutes too late, you know, because you can't call during the week. This is why I say Sunday, people. Get them in on Sunday, because retailers are putting up with other bullshit on Monday. I don't got time to add shit. They just need to place the order. You know, it's not easy. Maybe it is. Maybe it's easier for everybody else than it was me, but I had problems, is all. So yeah, no, I got it figured out this week. I'm excited. So, shopcheerstocomics.com is what I'm telling you to do. Go there. You'll see books for sale. I urge you to buy those books. I do my due diligence to keep them all under fair market value eBay prices, just to make it competitive, you know? Yeah, man, fucking good books on there. And when you're checking out, use code PODCAST. Yes, it's a code for use guys, use listeners. Use code PODCAST when you're checking out, and you're going to save yourself additional money. Everybody likes to save money, especially right now, because shit's expensive. You know, this is what it is. So I do my best to make sure you could still get your comic book fix while still, you know, being thrifty and frugal in these strange times. So, with that being said, let's talk about the FOCs, the final order cutoffs. If you don't order the books, then they don't get made, especially right now. You know, I've been saying this, and I stand by this. You can quote me on this. This is the time when comics will be at their lowest print runs ever, And if not from here on out, it's not like this, then this is the beginning of it. In fact, is the shit's just harder to find. I know it may seem like stuff's in abundance once, you know, it comes out, but as soon as the demand gets there, you know, and just a few years from now, the completionists start coming out of their little Bitcoin barricade. I don't know. I don't understand what it is. Can you make a barricade out of Bitcoin? Probably not. They're going to be searching for these books, and low print runs is what I'm trying to say. So, yeah, keep that in mind. You know, this is a patient man's game at times, too. You know, comic book collecting isn't always craps. And sometimes it's blackjack, you know what I mean? And if you've ever worked in the casino industry, especially in a pit, you know exactly what the fuck I mean. Craps is a rich man's fast game to get richer. And blackjack, well, it's the blue collar man giving him a chance, as long as he's got a little bit of patience. And that's how a lot of these books are right now. How's that for a metaphor? So, with that being said, let's start with the stuff that's on the diamond list through previews world. Sorry. You know what? I want to say something else, too. If you want to see a live version of me stumbling over the pull list priorities, then follow me on TikTok. I'm not doing it right now because I just started that motherfucker. But, I'm only 875 followers away from being able to go live. And I think it'd be fun. You know, TikTok exclusive, pull list priorities live in Technicolor. And, you know, you could see what the day in the life of the struggle, you know, I don't know. So, yeah, now tell your friends, head on over to TikTok, follow at Cheers to Comics. You'll find me. I promise you, you know. Let's just get into it. 7 minutes later. Just getting right into it. 7 minutes in. I guess I do have a little bit of more damage control to say to the small percentage of the listeners that listen on Spotify. I didn't flake out on you last week. The episode just didn't air. It aired everywhere else, you know, and just not Spotify for some reason. So, yeah, I'm gonna be paying closer attention to it, because I didn't realize it until yesterday, really. I apologize for that. And if you're not following Cheers to Comics on Spotify, just go ahead and do that too, man. You know, just do that, just in case. And if you're listening on Spotify and you're not following on iTunes, then go ahead and do that. And remember, leave those reviews, baby. I only accept the 5-star kind, you know. Do that. All right, we're 8 minutes in. How about we talk about some comics, huh? The FOCs, you don't ask for them, they don't get made. It's that simple. It's that freaking simple. So pre-order your books is my point. That's the whole point of this part of the podcast with pull list priorities. pre-order, you know? The point is pre-order. So, with that being said, we're going to start out through previews world just when I thought I couldn't throw in another P, huh? The Diamond FOCs, due by the 26th of June. We're going to start with Valiant, right? Valiant. Armor Clads, number 5. We got a few covers to choose from on that one. I'm not reading Armor Clads. I think this is the first Valiant book in quite some time that I didn't jump on at least the number one of. From Source Point, there's some stuff in here we're going to... Yeah. We're going to start with, what is this? Corollary. Sound it out. Corollary. Nope, I lost it. it's a number one. Adam Rose, Gabby Metzler. All out war breaks out between the Lizard Warriors of Phyllis 9 and the Twins of Corollary. Don't miss this action pack finale. Oh, it's number four. Why did I see number one? All right. It's because I'm subconsciously looking at this number one here. From the fellers that brought you Good Boy, we have Little Red Ronin. We've from Garrett Gunn, Kit Wallace, a terrible beast has haunted the citizens of Pole Town for decades. Although the monster hasn't been seen in years, disappearances and gruesome killings still plague the townsfolk. Determined to clear her family name, Red hunts the Great Wolf in hopes of exonerating her grandmother, who lives in exile for spreading her terrifying propaganda. Oh, man. So you're getting like a total Usagi Yojimbo type of vibe out of this? You know? I'm going to say it. These covers are all so amazing. That B cover, Pepe Valencia. Good Lord. That is nice. And it is rated mature, too, so keep that in mind. But the winner, for me, is going to be the homage cover, the TMNT number one homage. I like it. I like it a lot. Once again, Pepe Valencia on that cover as well. Look at him. All right, Pepe, you're on my radar now. Definitely a book that I would... if you're into speculating, this is probably one for me, a one for you situation at the very least. And by one for me, one for you, I mean by two. Monstrous Book of the Dead, number two. Well, yep, just the one cover there. Nuke, or Nook, number two. This is that weird shaped book that I talked about. Yeah, World War II Germany and whatnot. What is Sham Comics? That's got an old school feel to it. Oh, man. See, I love the old school horror magazine type of feel. You know, this is crime, she. Tim Fuller, Joe Simon, Jack Kirby. What? There you go. This is, apparently a six-part series. This is number four. Sham Comics, the second volume. And then we've got Yuki versus Panda, number nine. So, those are your Source Point Press books on the FOC. Order them by Sunday. From Scoot, which is the kitty version of Scout, we've got Cat Dad and Super Mom. What makes a superhero? Oh, a little one-shot for ya. Gotta love it. Scout keeps going back and diving into their universes and pulling out little one-shots and stuff. I'm ready for another Metal Shark Bro one. Yeah. Scout. Sorry, I had to take a drink of my beer there. This is still Cheers to Comics, people. Crucified. See, here we go. Crucified. Exorcisms. Number one, this is a one-shot or a continuation? Is this chapter two of Crucified? Crucified, I'm going to say based off that $7 price tag, it's a one-shot. Let's just read it. And just like that, we're back. The Christ finally sits down on his eagerly anticipated and heavily hyped first live TV interview with a surprising network and even more surprising choice of interviewer. During this interview, after recounting in vivid detail a recent exorcism he performed on a child in Haiti, the Christ, it's like the Jesus, claims of divinity are challenged. He is put to the test in front of a national audience. Spoiler, you won't see the end coming. Well, why would you tell me that? If that's a spoiler, why would you tell me that? Right there in the description that I won't see the end coming. Now I know I'm not going to see the end coming. Jeez. He's so stupid. Anything from Mad Cave this week? Yes, as a matter of fact, Nottingham continues on with its 9th issue of 10. There's a colored cover, and a black and white cover. Just the one from Mad Cave. Oh, my screen keeps going out. Broccoli. What is this? I just got to click. Of course there's nothing there. There was a thing that said broccoli. I had to see. What's up with Black Caravan this week? We've got Shepherd the Valentine. This is number 3 of just 3. It's a little micro series all wrapped up. Yeah, we're wrapping up there. From Behemoth, due to be ordered by Sunday the 26th, we've got Redman, number 2. There are 3 covers, and I gotta say, if you're a horror cover homage aficionado, then I suggest you pick up the Clockwork Orange homage cover, because it's... I mean, I say this as a Clockwork Orange fan with all of the bias. But I like it. I like it a lot. I don't know what Redman is. It's a 5-parter from Matt Frank and Christian Gonzalez. The B cover's pretty rad, too. I'm not going to lie. It's intriguing. It makes me think that this isn't, like, Ultraman. Because I didn't pick up number 1 because I looked at it and I was like, that looks just like Ultraman. So I don't care. But then I look at the variants and I'm like, well, I want to fucking know what the fuck. Jeez. You know? Interesting. AWA. We've got Devil's Highway Volume 2, number 3. It's just a 5-parter. As most AWA Upshot series tends to be. And we've got Joneses, number 4, as well. The Joneses. Oh, yeah. Oh, that looks like a ghost. I didn't see that one coming, the Joneses. Is he fighting Groot? He's fighting, like... If Groot was rocks instead of woods. Yeah, he's like a golem. I'm a fucking idiot. Moving on from AWA. They're getting stuff picked up. What is it? Hotel? That series? It just got picked up. There's a director assigned to a movie, apparently. So, yeah, don't sleep on AWA books. Aftershock. From Aftershock, we've got A Calculated Man, number 2. I very, very much enjoyed issue number 1 of A Calculated Man. I think, was it Alberto Albuquerque? Is that right? Yeah, Alberto Albuquerque's art is fantastic. I don't remember being that enamored with art since seeing Rob Guillory's art for the first time. And maybe it's because there is just, I feel like it kind of has a hint of that to it, but not, I'm not saying he's biting or anything like that. It's just, that's the style I'm drawn to. Kind of like a blocky-jawed type of character. It was beautiful all the way through. And as far as Paul Tobin as a writer, I hope you're as smart as you set this book up to be, because it's going to take a real, real wise guy, no pun intended, all of the puns intended, it's a mob book, to make this character live up to his brainy potential. So, A Calculated Man. And it did just get picked up by Netflix, too, I guess. So, wow, I see this totally doing very well. Find those number ones. I'm telling you. More from Aftershock. We've got Bunny Mask, Hollow Inside, number 3. And Ocean Will Take Us, number 4. For those of you that are terrified of water, like myself, this sounds like a real scary book there. From Aftershock, we move on to Ablaze, and we've got Life Zero, number 6. 4 covers there. Your A, your B, your C, and your homage D. I can't tell you what it's homaging, but it feels like an X-Men book, maybe. Hard to say for sure. Alright, sorry, I just switched screens, because, like I said, it keeps going out. From Boom, we've got Alice Ever After, number 4, couple of covers there, Angel, for all you Buffy fans. number 7. There you go. Faithless, chapter 3, number 6. So Faithless is wrapping up, and then you got your erotic variant. Grimm, number 1, fourth printing. So, now, here's the deal. The fourth printing, this is the people late to the punch. This is them, the printers catering to them. If you think that you're going to be able to flip the fourth printing for as much as the second and the third, then you are mistaken. However, that does not mean that this fourth printing holds no value. This is, like I said, because of the latecomers, here we go with the blue-collar metaphor, the blackjack metaphor. Hold your patience, and it will eventually do you all right. But the second and the third printings are the one to hold on to. And it's also just a color swipe of the A cover as well, the first printing. So it's not new art or anything like that. It's just, like I said, it looks like it's red and yellow instead of pink and blue, I think is what the color scheme was. So, yeah, or pink and purple maybe. Regardless, it's different. And, yeah. So, keep that in mind. Am I saying that you're not going to be able to get more than cover price for it? No. But it's not going to jump up to 25, 40 bucks, 15. I don't even think it's going to get to 15. At the most, this book hits $10 for a long time. That's all. Now, if there is a fifth printing, that's a different story. Because at this point, the latecomers have already gotten their share. So, yeah. But we'll talk about that if we come around that corner. One thing that I want to... I don't usually boast about the bundles. But the Once and Future Grail Pack bundle for 40 bucks, I do believe is worth picking up. And all the more reason to pre-order your books. Because you pre-order your books, you get a discount. Most of the time, it's at least 10%. But I've, 20% through Mile High at certain points in times. It's 24%. Up to 40%. Maybe not with Boom. But regardless, you're 20% at least. So with this is issue 1 through 6, all reprinted. Now, I'm telling you, the series is the most undervalued series, indie series out there. The reprints of this initially all sold well. And once it got to 4th, it was like, meh. But then there's a 7th print out there, to which I own. And, a very confident when this series gets adapted, all of these reprints are going to go up. So we're looking at the 8th printing, I believe, of Once in Future, all with new cover art and a collector's type of bundle. The retail on here is $39.99. So, you can get it for $32 if you do it right. And all of these covers, oh man, I haven't even looked at these until now. See, this is why you need to jump on TikTok so we could do this live. I know there's other means for me to do it live. I want to do it on TikTok. I don't know. So, yeah, I never thought I'd say that. But I can't lie. I got on TikTok just not long ago at all. And, I'm not one to just sit there and scroll it. I follow some comic book content, sure, but I like the traction it gets. I gotta say, so do it. And I'm not gonna give you silly fucking filler content on there too. It's all gonna be insightful, or fun, intriguing, engaging. I don't know. But Once in Future, there you go. So that wraps up the FOCs through Boom. Through Dynamite, I just so happen to know that there's something old school in here, very nostalgic. We've got Madballs. Remember Madballs? Like the little squishy things that all had horrific, grotesque design, facial designs on them. They're all some sort of Igor looking, you know, yeah. Well, this is Hardballs, Madballs voices the Garbage Pail Kids and need them no introduction, the Garbage Pail Kids. Good shit, man. This one has a lot of potential to hit the nostalgic bone. And I don't see it being highly ordered either. It's going to be one, you know, for those that pre-order it. I thought, fuck, man, there's some good flippability here. And if not, you know, flipping for over retail, just resell in general, you know. 20% is 20%, am I right? You know, you sell enough of them. You see what I'm trying to say, people? You don't have to have a retailer's license to make it. I didn't always have a retailer's license, and I figured it out. Just because I pre-ordered. Learned how to have this thing pay for it. I'm looking at all the covers here. Because Dynamite. And, oh, yeah. Oh, there's a metal cover. Son of a bitch. That's $100. There's a limited virgin cover for $50. There's a K cover for $50 here that has no image. So that's probably going to be the one you want to grab. And then there's an FOC puke green blank variant as well. So, no, there's a lot of potential in all of these covers. I don't see the metal cover reselling very well, though. I mean, if you get it for $80, 20% off, then you're probably going to be able to sell it for $100, no problem. But much more than that, I'd give it a little while. You know, give it 10 years. Slow man's game, people. All right. And that's pretty much all I'm going to say with Dynamite. Otherwise, you know, it's the usual. The usual. Hattie W, which can also be found on Lunar as well now. We have Dungeons & Dragons Annual 2022, naturally. Couple covers there. $8 price tag on that, so it's going to be oversized, I would imagine. We've got G.I. Joe, Real American Hero, number 296. Look at you go, Joe. Two covers on that one. Godzilla Rivals, Chapter 2. This is versus Batra. There you go. Big ol' $8 price tag, but I can say from the Mothra issue, the most recent one, very, very, very oversized, you know, and I mean that in a good way. This is biggin'. And then lastly from IDW, once again, oof, man, look at this, $8 price tag. $8 price tag, and then a $7. G.I. Joe's a $4 price tag. I'll give him that. But yeah, this Transformers, it's an anthology, best rarities. Oh, yeah. You see the little mixtape on there? I'm thinking Soundwave, people. Almost 40 year and 1,500 issue history. There's not 1,500 issues of Transformers out there. 40-year? No way. I don't know. Maybe there... No way. No way. Huh. I mean, fuck, they would know, I guess. Dark Horse. From Dark Horse, we have Count Crowley. Amateur Midnight Monster Hunter, number 3. Just the one cover there, and it's a great classic horror homage cover once again. You know, think creepy. You know? Hellboy and the BPRD, Time is a River, one shot. That's not a song in real life. It just sounded like the name of a song, Time is a River, one shot. Sorry. two covers. Fucking Mignola, am I right? Lonesome Hunters, number 2. I gotta zoom in on that cover. It's worth a zoom. Oh, that's pretty good. He's got his face smashing in there. There's some feathers flying. Are you getting attacked by a crow-like man? You know, what was it, bird milk? What was the... What was the fucking Always Sunny with the crows? I don't know. I'm all mixed up. I want to say Badger Milk, but I think that was what... not Deuce Bigelow. The Animal. There we go. I'm all mixed up. Man in Black, Fire in the Blood. Number 4. One, two covers on that one. It's wrapping up. That's the fourth and final. Shaolin Cowboy, number 3. One, two, three covers to choose from on that one. I do like that C cover. That's pretty fun. Young Hellboy. More Hellboy. The Young Kind. Assault on Castle Death. Oh, a four-part mini-series starts up here with issue number 1. So there you go. Hellboy fans. Young Hellboy fans at that. Rejoice. From Image, we have Bloodstained Teeth number 4. I don't think I've gotten around to reading number 3 yet. Has 3 come out yet? I think 3 came out just this last week. I did enjoy number 1. Number 2 kind of did the little... did the deuce thing. Dipped a little bit, but... Didn't throw me off. You know, I'm still on its scent. So, yeah. Bloodstained Teeth. 2 covers to choose from on that one. Do a Power Bomb. Number 2. I love the first issue. Naturally, Daniel Warren Johnson does no wrong in my eyes. It's had all the emotion, the fun, the nostalgia. It was... Oh, man, if you're a wrestling fan in any way, especially like an old school wrestling fan, or maybe it doesn't have to be old school. Maybe it's just because I'm an old school wrestling fan, it felt old school. I don't watch new wrestling, and I definitely don't watch Japanese wrestling, and that's more what this book is in tune with. And I've heard from every single wrestling fan out there, they will say Japanese wrestling is by far the best professional wrestling out there. So, I don't know, man. I think it has all of the potential. All of the potential to just be as great as Murder Falcon, you know? Dare I say better? Dare I? And if you don't know me, you know that Murder Falcon is my favorite thing that I've ever read. So, yeah. Couple covers on the Dual Power Bomb. Farmhand at issue number 19. Get a load of it. Oh, Gunslinger Spawn, number 10. I love both covers. The Keen covers gives me a very 70s type of vibe. I don't know, man. It's good. I like it a lot. Was that Kevin Keen? And then the Brett Booth cover. Bringing on a character you don't see often. Apparently he's a newer character. It's a good one. It's a good one. Admittedly, I'm not reading Gunslinger Spawn. Just collecting it, because I collect me some Spawn. It's just out of respect. Like, you naturally collect Superman and Spider-Man and Batman. Like, those are titles you have to have. Ice Cream Man. Number 31, what are we doing on this one? A scale. Sort of a poem. A father watches his daughter grow older. A daughter watches her father grow old. Oh, man. W. Maxwell Prince, you, sir, are... You're a unique mind. I wish there were more like you, but at the same time, I'm glad they're not. Because that's what makes you so unique. Honestly, if you're not reading Ice Cream Man, it's a series of anthologies, all done in some twisted, horrific way, with, you know, a similar body. I don't want to say a character, because it's a different character every time, but it's a very similar face, throughout, just a recurring role through, what, 31 issues now? Gee, 31 issues. It's like... 31 flavors. but all of them. You know, there's one where it was done like a fucking crossword puzzle, and then there was the... I can never remember the name of the word when I need to remember it. Palindrome. There we go. It's so freaking good, Ice Cream Man is. And I suggest you pick it up. And you could jump on it anytime. What better time than 31? There's no other series out there you could say that for. So there you go. Image 30th anniversary anthology number 4. Never a bad idea to pick these up. You know, definitely grab these. You never know what kind of new stuff could pop up in it. And I think there is some stuff popping up in it too. I could be wrong. I might be getting ahead of myself. Prophet being remastered. Lee Field. There's a Platt cover I wish I could see. I didn't know that Stephen Platt was still doing stuff. I would love to see that. I don't know if it's new art or not. I'll be ordering it blindly just because. Let's see. Jim Lee has a cover. And Joe Quesada has a cover. All of which I don't have images for. David Finch has a cover. There's a blank sketch variant. So there you go. New from Image Comics, we've got Rogues Gallery, number 1. This is an obvious pickup. Pickup 5. You know, it's not a bad situation with this book at all. All of the Potential from Hannah Rose May and Justin Mason with Triona Farrell and D-Clan Shelby on the cover. Series premiere. Bam. The Purge meets Scream in a home invasion thriller that follows the franchise TV superhero actress Maisie Wade as she is terrorized by an unhinged group of intruders cosplaying her day job's arch villains. If the hero she has come to despise if Maisie is going to survive the night, she'll need to be the hero she has come to survive or come to despise. Sorry, I fucked it up at the end. Very, very intriguing. This says fucking turn me into a franchise. All over it. 1, 2, 3 covers to choose from as well. All of which are very enticing. 7 Sons, number 2. I haven't read number 1 yet, but it is the next book on my read pile. I'm a little bit behind, admittedly. But, I'm excited to pick it up. It's a Jay Lee joint. I want to read a Jay Lee joint, you know? Silver Coin, number 12. In the same vein as Ice Cream Man, but different. All involving, you know, Ice Cream Man is the same creative team all the way throughout. Silver Coin, however, is a different team all the way throughout. This one being Stephanie Phillips. I will say that Michael Walsh is the consistent artist throughout this entire series. It's just a different writer, but that still means a different creative team, regardless, right? What's this one? In early 1945, World War II. So I'm just going to go out on a limb and say Nazi zombies is what I'm going to just kind of guess based off of this beautiful Michael Walsh cover. Oh, I dig it good, and I dig it hard. Oh, and there's a Cully Hamner cover, too. Oh, man. An officer's jacket. All with the same recurring theme of this coin. So, there you go. Skybound Presents After School, number 2. I think this is a must. Oh, no. I don't know what this is. What is this? Kate Herron and Brioni Redman with Leela Leith. Skybound's new horror anthology. What? I missed the first one, apparently. There's a new horror anthology? Returns to teach those teens a lesson with another chilling standalone story. I love how Skybound, is doing these standalone anthologies. It's so smart. This is just a four-parter, though. This isn't an ongoing, like Ice Cream Man or Silver Coin. This looks like it's going to be a heavy week for Image people. Skybound X, number 25. Yeah, no, okay, this is the one I've been anticipating from Image. Definitely a pickup here. I don't know where they're getting the number 25, but whatever. Maybe it's just 25 years of Skybound, 30 years of Image. I don't know. Let's read it. Images of Tomorrow, row. Skybound's hit anthology series returns to share the debut of 4 all-new upcoming comic launches today. From the pages of Invincible comes Battle Beast. Yes! by co-creators Robert Kirkman. The new horror epic Dark Ride reunites Joshua Williamson, the acclaimed team behind Birthright. All right. First appearance of the savage and beautiful Chroma by writer-artist Lorenzo De Felici. Okay. And also, When All Humanity Dies, the animals battle for survival in the post-apocalyptic world of Scurry by Max Smith. Yes. Pick up this. This is the big duh of the week. And you may be thinking, Brian, all of that, it's going to be an $8 book. Who's got that kind of scratch? Well, you know what? You're wrong. It's a $5 book, and it's not as good as a $4 book or even the Classic Image $3 book, but that's a lot of book for $5. Pre-order it, you'll get it for $4, and order a plenty. You know, just don't tell anybody else, or you know what? Fuck it. You know, order all of them. No, don't. Because if more people want it, they'll get a second printing and then the creators still get their money. It's just, you know, let's keep this between us, huh? You know, that's the thing. As you listeners, this is kind of like an exclusive little secret. That I could be a dick and just order them all for myself. And, you know, and not fill you in on this. And not create or increase the print run. And, you know, fucking decrease the potentially the value of the initial flip on these for myself, you know. But no, instead I am sharing this information with you, and this, like I said, this message I wish could self-destruct after it's all said and done, and then it could self-destruct inside your brain non-violently after you place your orders, you know, and just don't tell anybody in between. But I don't know. I'm rambling. The fact is just understand the economics of all of this, people. And this is going to be a big book. And the fewer the people know about it initially, the better. And because it really has all of the potential to be huge. And with all of the covers to choose from, I love that Battle Beast variant personally. But they're all good. They're all good. Oh, man. That Max Smith cover. Whatever this Scurry is. Fuck, man. I get like a Stray Dogs meets Feifel. Feifel Goes West. But like Feifel. It's always Feifel Goes West for me because that was the better one. But you know what I'm talking about, right? Somewhere out there. You know. I'll never do that again. Walking Dead Deluxe, number 43. Three covers to choose from. I like that Rivera cover. Boy, do I tell you, that's a good one. This series is so freaking collectible. This is going to be kind of like... I have a feeling Walking Dead Deluxe is going to hold value like Spawn does. You know, it's a $3 book. Think that there's a fuck ton of them out there, but just not even a few months later, all of a sudden, these variant covers are going to be so hard to find and desired once something good with The Walking Dead pops up. I mean, cinematically or on the screen, cinema. But yeah, I don't know. All of the potential, man, with covers like this, especially even like the key issues too. I don't think 43 is a key issue. I don't really know my Walking Dead keys all that great, but there you go. Those are the Image comics that I would definitely jump on. Now let's talk about Marvel this week. Due to be ordered by Sunday, we have Ant-Man. Number one, this is visiting the early days of Hank Pym. Great covers on this. I do love that retro A cover. Then the Stormbreakers Gleason cover involving some Ant-Man kicking the Hulk's ass there. I dig that. Scotty Young, though. That's a good one. Just gorged out on a bite, a regular human-sized bite of a quarter pound near. You see? Dig it, man. Good covers. Captain America, Symbol of Truth, number 3. There are 3 covers on this one. I will definitely be picking up that JTC action figure variant. It's going to be a nice addition to the wall there. Genus Vell, Captain Marvel, number 1. 1, 2, 3, 4 covers on this one. We're visiting the Genus Vell days of Captain Marvel. I don't know if there's going to be any real speculative appreciation on this, but yeah. It's still going to be there for the Marvel fans out there. Or I guess the Captain Marvel fans out there. I don't know. Iron Cat, number 2. This is a 5-part miniseries. 3 covers on this one. I gotta say, so far, the Mayhew cover with Predator. This one's killing it for me. That is amazing. I love the fucking heads on the wall. God damn, that's good. Ugh. Mech Strike, Monster Hunters, number 2. 1, 2 covers on that one. And we're going to talk more about mech Avengers of sorts here soon, too. I have a feeling I got a rant happening. We'll see. Star Wars Dr. Aphra, number 22. There's a Pride variant on that, and there's a Sprouse Choose Your Destiny variant on that. I have a feeling the Choose Your Destiny variants are going to end up being collectible. I don't know who the character has chosen to be for this one at this point in time as I record this. I would keep an eye on that. Images could be revealed before Sunday, the cutoff, you know, may help you better determine, but in the end, I'm just getting them all blindly, regardless of who they are. Star Wars Obi-Wan Kenobi, number 3. 1, 2, 3 covers on this one. Once again, that third cover being a Sprouse Choose Your Destiny. Doctor Strange, number 4. There is a first appearance in this. Doctor something or other. 1, 2 covers there. I would definitely not sleep on Strange, number 4. You know, maybe not one to go massive on, but not a bad one to have a few spares laying around of, just in case. Variants, number 2, couple covers there on variants. Venom, number 9, that Kyle Holtz variant, I have a feeling is going to do well. I think it's going to catch some eyes. Wild Cards, this is a 4-parter done by Paul Cornell and Mike Hawthorne. The legendary George R.R. Martin superhero series comes to Marvel. Well, so apparently there's 25 novels worth of stuff to adapt into comics. But they're going to start out with a 4-issue miniseries here. So there you go. All you George R.R. Martin fans. You got 1, 2, 3 covers to choose from as well. A LaRocca and a Lashley on the variants. Wolverine Patch, number 4. I do believe there is a first appearance popping up in this one. I'm fairly certain of that. I don't remember the name or the circumstance, but that's kind of gives me insight as to the weight of what this character is. I'm not sure. Not one to sleep on. You know, don't disregard it, but I don't know if it's going to be something that's going to catch people's attention right off the bat, is all. And then we've got X-Men 92. House of 92. I believe. Number 3. And there you go. I love that Del Mundo variant too. So, gotta love it, man. That's all the stuff on Previews World this week. Due to be ordered by Sunday. So let's see what's happening over at Lunar. There is definitely some stuff from Lunar that needs to be recognized this week. That's for sure. But let's start at the top, huh? Action Comics, number 1045. Great covers. Lucio Perillo killing it on that A cover. The B cover done by Sarmento. Aquaman on Andromeda, number 2. It's a little 3-parter. I think it's Black Label. Couple covers on that one. Aquaman. And number 6, due to be ordered by Sunday. A couple covers there. Artemis Wanted. What is this? Vita Ayala, Skylar Partridge. Oh, look at you. Skylar Partridge getting some fucking work. After the events of the Trial of Amazons, Artemis is on the run from her sisters for her sins. And more. So there you go. $6 book, good lord. What do we got for covers? One, two covers. There's a 1 in 25 by Becky Cloonan. Batman Curse of the... Wait, hold on. Nope. That's a deluxe edition hardcover thingy. Batman Fortress, number 3. It's a little 8-part miniseries there. Two covers on that one. Batman One Dark Night wrapping up. It's that Jock series from Black Label. And I love that frickin' Bill Sienkiewicz cover. Oh, that's good. That's really good. Batman Superman World's Finest, number 5. Couple covers on that one. That Francesco Mattina doing very nice. It goes all the way up to 1 in 50 on this. There's a 1 in 25 and a 1 in 50 for this. I like that Alex Lozano 1 in 50. That's nifty. Damn, that's good. See, I think this right here is going to be one of those... Alright, the first arc of World's Finest concludes. Okay. Damn, man. I think that is going to be a sought-after cover for a long time. It's going to be a rare cover. There's 150 issues of Batman Superman. You know? Oh, that is beautiful. Batman of the Night, number 7. Oh, fuck. That one... Alright, here's another one. Ricardo Federici. If you're a Zatanna fan... Oh. Yep, no, this is a... That's a winner. That's a fucking winner. Definitely going big on that one. I mean, for a variant, I guess. But, god damn. That's a good one. Alright, we got a micro-series here from the world of the White Knight. This is Batman White Knight Presents Red Hood. Number 1, we got a first full appearance of, Gone, I guess, a new Robin. Right there on the, there's a small kind of depiction of her on the cover, but the 1 in 25, I think, is probably going to be, yeah, Simone DeMayo getting, that. There she is in all of her glory right up front. Essentially Red Hood's Robin, and I'm thinking this one's gonna do well. I don't know, it's hard to claim that with DC books, I know, but yeah, there's just some bangers coming out of DC this week, people. You can't help but think one of these books is gonna take the fuck off right off the bat. I mean, this Black Adam cover, Black Adam number 2, Jesus, that's good. Who's doing that? Irvin Rodriguez. I'm going to know everything about you real soon. Lots of covers on the Black Adam number 2 to choose from. Oh, fuck, that Sermento cover? Look at Bolt right there. Is that the first cover appearance of Bolt? Might be. Yeah, probably. I'd get that one. Damn. Oh, and there's a 1 in 50. Ugh. From Oni Press. This is not DC, but I didn't click on Oni Press beforehand, and this is definitely one that we want to talk about. Christopher Sabella and Hayden Sherman blank. Ren Booker was 3 when she was found catatonic and covered in blood on the streets of New York. Since that day, she's been haunted by a childhood she can't remember. After decades of searching, Ren stumbles upon a cryptic website streaming multiple CCTV feeds from strange rooms in a ruined building, and something clicks, setting off hidden memories that lead her back to a place she's seen in a lifelong nightmares. Hunting for answers, Ren breaks into a building, but instead finds herself entangled in the camera-filled dark mazes of a decayed social experiment known only as Blink. Yes. Yeah, no, I'm 100% into that. All about it. Same guy that Dirtbag Rapture? Yeah. Fucking A, man. All about it. That art's going to be amazing, too. There's just no doubt about it. Catwoman number 45, you got your A cover, which is dope in itself, you got your first and B cover, and you got your 1 in 25 So's Mech cover. I don't think this 1 in 25 is going to be doing as well as the number 44 1 in 25, And I called that one. I said, this one's going to sell real nice. It's going for over 75 bucks now on that number 44. So, yeah, there you go. Oh, we're just in the seas, people. There's a lot. Dark Crisis, Young Justice. Number, which was just the one I'm thinking of? Hold on, let me make sure. No, I'm thinking of something else. Dark Crisis, Young Justice, number 2. Couple covers there. Oh, and this is where I scoff. DC Mech, number 1. Talk about... I mean, could you give Avengers Mech a year before you bit off of them entirely? Apparently not. Either that or whoever's editing over there just pays no attention to what's going on at Marvel, but same shit, different publisher. I do like that Dan Mora B cover, though. I'm not gonna front on that. That is a sweet. Damn. It feels like I want to collect all of them now. See, they got you. Oh, and the covers are good. Damn it. See, that's not fair. See, you can't give me... Yeah. All the way up to 1 to 100. Yeah. Go flick yourself. Oh, and the 1 in 50. Come on, man. So good. But 100? 1 in 100? That's crazy. That book's going to be so fucking rare. Damn. Shout out to those that can do it. Because most shops aren't... Yeah. DC Voices Vampires All Out War. Obvious pickup if you're someone like myself. Great covers. Just great, great covers. God damn, so many covers, though. Deathstroke Inc., number 11. Few covers to choose from on that one. Detective gets a new creative team. Rom V writing Detective Comics. Who's drawing it? Who's doing the old artsy poo? Oh, come on, where's it at? Rafael Albuquerque. Oh, no shit! Oh, it's from, you may recognize my rant on Rafael Albuquerque from that time when I talked about A Calculating Man. Are you kidding me? Oh, I'm so in on this. Fuck, man, and Simon Spurrier and Danny getting the backup story? Oh, yes. I mean, a detective has been the most solid, underrated thing going on at DC in a while. Fuck, it's good. Lots of covers. Lots of covers. Duo, number 3. We're just in the D's, people. Jesus Christ. A couple covers on that one. Fables, number 153. You got a couple covers there. Flash, 784. Still chugging along with Flash. Harley, was there, no, nothing on Harley, but yeah, Harley number 17, I do like that cover. Riley Rossmo just doing his damn thing, man. A couple to choose from, then you got your 1 in 25, that could do well. Alright, skipping forward, Justice League Voices, the Legion of Superheroes number 4, get it in by Sunday. Oh, Nightwing. Ugh. Number 94, that A cover is a good. It's a real good. Robin. Oh, what is going on? What is this? Lord Death. Lord Deathman. Alright. I'm into it. I like it. Robin's been underrated as hell. So good. Been so good. Great covers all the way around. Sandman Universe Nightmare Country number 4, pushing on. Great covers. Old Superman Space Age, this one I'm very excited about. Mark Russell in space. Will the 60s bring the end of the world? Yes. $10 book though, so keep that in mind, but it is Mark Russell, so it is going to be worth the read. And great, great covers. That Steve Rude cover is so good. God damn. I think the spec book of the week to pick up, though, would be Swamp Thing number 15. First Celestial. Yeah, I think that's the one, if you are going to go heavy for the sake of spec, then that's probably your safest bet. Not saying it's a safe bet. I'm saying it's your safest bet. Great covers, too. Task Force Z, number 10, approaching the end of its 12-issue destiny. Three covers on that one. That Ryan Brown is good. And that does not wrap it up. We've got Young Justice Targets, number 1. There is a first appearance in this of... I don't know. Fucking Queen Perdita. So there you go. 6-issue series spinoff from the 4th season of the animated Young Justice Phantoms. Alright. Well, there you go. That wraps it all up for the FOCs this week. People, remember, pre-order, pre-order, pre-order. Do it. If you don't know where to do it, then I will guide you. How about Nerds Forever? Check out Nerds Forever. 307nerdsforever.com. While you are shopping there, remember to use code CHEERS at checkout and save yourself some money. But more than anything, he has a pull list program that I suggest you sign up for and save yourself at least 15% when you're pre-ordering through nerdsforever.com. And soon, very soon, and even now, I guess, if you wanted to, hit me up. I can also set you up with a pre-order discount if you want to do such things with me. Nasty. We'll do it. We'll do it hard. So there you go. I'm going to take a quick little breaky-poo, and I'll be right back to talk about the quick little highlights for next week's pull list priorities. All right, and just like that, we're back. We're back to talk about the new books slated to hit your slots on the 29th of June. The last new comic book day of June in 2022 ever. Would you believe it? let's get down to it. And honestly, I'm going to skim right through this. I'm not going to go over every book coming out because we already did on the FOCs, right? You know? But I will talk about the stuff that you definitely should keep your eye on as far as, you know, spec-wise goes. So, yeah, let's get down to it. And we're going to start with DC, Lunar, and all that. And honestly, there's not much. But the Beyond the White Knight number 4, kind of looking at this cover. Yeah, man, I don't know. That B cover might be something. It's kind of I don't know. It's got a different version of Robin on there. I'm not used to seeing. And at the same time, this series is always something that's has high resale value. I mean, not high resale value, but easy resale value. There we go. Resellability. There. The DC versus Vampires Killers book comes out. That Brett Booth cover is amazing. You know, I talked all about that, and I stand by it. Don't sleep on that cover. The Batman homage. Is it 428? I believe is the issue. Can't remember them all, people. I don't know why I struggle with that one so much. The origin of Verdict appears in Harley Quinn number 16 this week. Seems as if Verdict may be sticking around a little bit, huh? And that's pretty much it as far as spec goes. But there's still a lot of titles coming out this week, especially for DC, because they keep going on breaks. You know, not nearly as many DC titles, or even Marvel for that matter. Everything's slowing down. And, honestly, I'm not mad at that. Not even a little bit. Alright, let's see what the heck is coming out next week through Marvel and whatnot. Avengers number 57 has a little bit of potential. There's a first appearance of Sergeant Sardos, Soldier Supreme. Now, I don't know if this is the same Soldier Supreme from the Warped. Was that what it was? Warped? Infinity Warp? Yeah.
I would imagine so. I would think so. So, and if that's the case, then obviously this wouldn't be the first appearance. There's also apparently the first team appearance of the Secret Invaders of World War II as well. Unless these are all new characters, you know, I wouldn't suspect that there's a whole lot of value in that sense with this, but yeah, I don't know. Just keep in mind, just because it's on Key Collector doesn't mean it's a key. You know, there's they're speculating oftentimes just as much as we are. The Captain America symbol of truth. I must say that B cover done by R.B. Silva could have some potential just because it's Deadpool on the cover. Deadpool and Captain Falcon there. You know, I don't know what to call him. That could have some potential. Iron Cat drops this week. Momoko. Fuck. No, Iron Cat is not. Well, I don't know. This could be. I forget. She pops up in. Hold on. Pops up in. Oh, fuck you, fucking screen. You stupid screen. So mad at you. Are you kidding me right now? Are you really gonna do this? Why? Fucking, okay, Black Cat number 11. But we don't know who this individual in the armor in Black Cat number 11 was, so this could actually be a first appearance now that I think about it. This is probably the one this week. This could be the one. Great variants on this as well. The Art Germ variant's gonna sell good. It's gonna sell real good. First appearance in Pride this week. I forget who. Escapade. There you go. So yeah, first appearance Escapade. Could be something big. Mech Strike Monster Hunters comes out this week. See, that's the thing. Remember I was going off about DC doing their little mech, Justice Mech, or whatever the feck it was called. And Marvel's still doing their thing, man. You're going to have two mech books going out at the same time. This B cover is crazy. Sorry. Oh, shit. I want that. I love a good colored pencil drawing. Damn. It's like Del Mundo, but different. It's more refined. And I don't mean that as a knock against Del Mundo. I dig Del Mundo's abstract-ish type of steez, but this is, wow. Son of a bitch. Oh, and the C cover. That C cover. That's a good one, too. Doom vs. Panther. What's going on with Panther's little belly there? What's that? I don't know what that is. Is he Illuminati? He's just got the single eye, but it's like a cat eye. It says New Fantastic Four is out this week, but that's... Or is it just the variants? Okay, that might be what it is. Because it came out last week, but I don't see the regular A cover on here. So that tells me that all the variants were late to arrive, and I'm going to blame Fortnite on that. There's a great Art Adams cover on there. If you see the second printing of Savage Avengers on the shelf, grab it. You know, I think it's going to do well. I think this is going to have a huge, long, successful run, and this is going to be one of them runs that's sought after. Think Immortal Hulk, you know? It's not going to be long before that issue one's resale value goes up, strictly because it's a good series, not because of first appearances or anything like that. Think the Snake Eyes issue, the silent issue of G.I. Joe. What was it, 21, I think? You know? There's no key anything in that. It just sells well because it's a damn good issue. I feel like that's how this series is going to be. So, second prints, not a bad idea.
Spider-Man 2099 Exodus number 3, first appearance of the Avengers 2099 led by Moon Knight, so says Key Collector. So take that for what you will. The Darth Vader, yes, Darth Vader number 24. There's always potential for a new character to pop up in a Star Wars series, so always pick up Star Wars books, just period. But the Sprouse Choose Your Destiny, oh yeah. Now I'm going to have all these bitches lined up on my wall. All these Choose Your Destiny variants are going to look good on my wall. And I'm starting to fear that I didn't have the image for this originally, and I didn't get it. So I might have to hit up Nerds Forever. See? See? Star Wars Dr. Aphra number 21, couple covers during. Oh, like I said, always potential with Star Wars. There's the Obi-Wan Kenobi Sprouse Choose Your Destiny variant. So, you know, featuring none other than Obi-Wan. Not a bad grab. You know, especially right now, since kind of seeing people kind of came around to the Obi-Wan series there at the end. And I'm one of them, you know. I wasn't hating it. I was just like, oh, this isn't the best. You know, there's definitely some fucking lazy writing going on here. But in the end, it's Star Wars, and I enjoys it, mama. So, yeah, it's fucking Obi-Wan, Ewan McGregor, killing it. Fucking flying here, are you kidding me? Thor, Lightning and Lament, number one, so expanding upon the Thor stuff. The variants, I think this is one I kind of ordered heavy on. It's multiple versions of some version of a Jessica Jones. So, sorry. It kind of has me excited, though. Who is it? Oh, it's Gail Simone and Phil Noto. I bet that one does well. Is Gail Simone doing it? I think it was Kelly Thompson. Shit, Gail Simone, it's going to do well. But it also tells me I might not like it as a read, either. Venom Lethal Protector number 3. You know, anything can happen in this one. You know, initially the solicitations for this series was the events leading up to the birth of, or the conception of Dylan. And with that has the potential for new things to happen, obviously. And we just haven't really seen it yet, but we're only through 2 issues. I think issue 3, I feel like 3 is the magic number when it comes to Venom. So, yeah. And I think that's going to do it. I guess I could skim real quick to see if there's any indies that are must-haves. Yeah, nothing there. Good stuff, though. It's a good. Oh, the Public Domain. Yes, there is another one. Public Domain has lots of potential just because it's Chip Zdarsky. It was initially a Substack exclusive, but all you suckers that paid for it on Substack, now, see, man, I'm just patiently awaiting the fall of Substack. I'm letting these creators, dude, make your money. Make your money, creators, all of you. That's cool. But I feel like all the people that are jumping to it, kind of suckers, because regardless, these people want to tell these stories, and if they didn't have the following to, you know, warrant them doing it on an exclusive, behind an exclusive paywall, then they just submit it to Image, and yeah, and then a lot of the stuff they're like, oh no, we're gonna print it anyway, but we're not gonna tell you that, and we're just gonna put it up on Substack first. You know, it's just, and I'm not holding fault to the creators at all. I'm just kind of chuckling at people that subscribe to Substack because it seems just wait for it to come out on video, y'all. You know, it doesn't stay in the theater forever. You know what I mean? I don't know. Sins of the Black Flamingo number 1 also dropping this week. Potential. Never hurts to check up on Boom. Oh, Berserker's back. Buffy 97. Yeah, I think the Scream variant on that's gonna do well. Scream homage variant.
And what is this? Power Rangers Unlimited Countdown. Yeah. I can't tell. Is that supposed to be the Green Ranger? There's a lot of shadow in there. And that doesn't look like the original Green Ranger's helmet. What is this? Let's see here. In the next Crucial Power Rangers Unlimited special, Calamity looms for fan favorites Andros and Zahn from the hit series Power Rangers in Space. Discover their past growing up in KO-35, their journey to becoming Rangers, and their epic battle that changed their lives forever. Okay. New Rangers. Newish Rangers. Getting a little origin story there. Got it. Yeah, no, definitely pick them up. Pick them up. Power Rangers is... it's a good hold right now, people. It really is. So that does it. That's what I got this week. That's what I have this week. That's what you got this week. That's what you'll be getting this week. Next week. Not this week. or maybe it is this week. Maybe you listen to it late. I don't know. So there you have it. More than anything, though, subscribe. Or start a subscription list. Pre-order your books. There's Nerds Forever. Hit me up. Just at Cheers to Comics, pretty much anywhere, you know. It's the Cheers to Comics podcast on Instagram, but I'm not opening up any DMs on Instagram, sorry. So if you're somebody that's like, oh, he doesn't respond to me, he's ignoring me. If it's through Instagram, yeah. And it's not on purpose. It's just, I don't Insta, you know. I'm not a scroller, people. I try not to be. Been finding some decent TikTok content, though. Decent. Not great. We're going to change that up. We're going to make that happen. So one, just follow Cheers to Comics on TikTok. It's just fun little shit, you know. I wanted to do YouTube stuff, but YouTube stuff takes too long. So when I'm confined to just a minute or so, I'm able to put up more content. Yeah, so yeah, I'm kind of enjoying the platform TikTok. So add Cheers to Comics there. If you haven't left a 5-star review for the show, please do so. Do it on Apple Podcasts or anywhere you leave a review. Anywhere you can leave a review, it's extremely helpful. One single review can make all of the difference in a trending podcast. You know, it's a snowball effect, people. So you be the next one. You know, pack that snowball up. Roll it down the hill there. Let's see what happens. I've been on break for a bit. I can use a little bit of momentum. I think people thought I quit. Or at least a couple people thought I quit. Most of you guys are loyal as fuck, and I appreciate ya. So, yeah, do that today. Leave a review if you haven't done that yet. If you're not a member of the Cheers to Comics group, do so. We're almost at that 750 member mark, and when we get there, I'm giving away a slab. Yeah, and I've got 4 to choose from, too. So I think we're, like, about 50 members away. You can do it. Get there, you know. Just look up Cheers to Comics on Facebook. Join that group. Like that page. There's a page, too. Like it. And I think that's it. I'm probably forgetting stuff. Still knocking the cobwebs off. You know what? I'm going to be at Fan Expo. I haven't really announced that yet. I don't know why I've kept it hush-hush. I think it has a lot to do with the fact that I have a new job. And I don't have a lot of time to be on my phone. You know? I work hard at my job. I'm not, you know, I don't have a lot of time to just do stuff in between anymore. It used to be different. It used to have all types of downtime. No downtime now. No downtime. So, yeah. With that being said, I'm going to Fan Expo Denver on the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. So, find me there. I'll be the tall fellow with the Cheers to Comics stuff. You know? And the press pass. I'm mostly going to be lingering around Kevin Smith's table. Eventually, he's going to just be like, yeah, man, sure. Says the worst Kevin Smith impression ever. All right, people, I'm going to leave you with that. I'll talk to you the next time there's things about comics to talk about. In the meantime, I command you stay safe and read responsibly. Cheers, you fuckers.
Michael Moore, and this is the Cheers to Comics podcast with Brian Wayne.
I'm John Chang.
This is Drew Zuck.
This is Mark Russell.
You're listening to Cheers to Comics podcast.
Podcast recommendations, you ask? Brian Wayne here, co-curator of The Apocalypse. And I know that sounds gnarly. That's because it is gnarly, man. The Apocalypse. What is The Apocalypse? The Apocalypse is a culmination of the gnarliest podcast, independent podcast, the internet has to offer. So instead of trying to go to Twitter the next time you need a new podcast to listen to and try to get Twitter famous, podcast recommendations, please. Just think The Apocalypse, man. And it's ironic because The Apocalypse is only the beginning. It's only the beginning. Just go to podchaser.com. It's in the top list. The top list in the whole world. So whether you're looking for true crime, sports, role-playing, I don't know, anything. Think of a podcast. It's on The Apocalypse. It's like The Apocalypse with a D. And do not forget to follow The Apocalypse on Twitter as well. Once again, that is The Apocalypse. If you're looking for a podcast recommendation, The Apocalypse is sure to have something for you.